Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod and a C.
Hey,
Cynthia's been going nonstop Fashion Week, her betting line, one bajillion things. You can hear it in her voice.
Yes, I'm struggling a little bit today, you guys, but I'm here. I didn't want to miss the pod with my girl Teddy, so bear with me. I will try to speak loud, but I am fighting a little bit of a cold.
A little bit of a cold. Well, I'm fighting a little bit of just mental stuff right now. I promise I will snap out of it after I kind of give you guys the update. And the only I really was struggling this morning. I don't want to get emotional, so I'm trying to pull it together right now. As I mentioned, I don't know if I was on the pod with Tamara or if I was on the pod with Cynthia, but I mentioned that I had gotten another biopsy last week, but the doctor had said, oh, you know, I'm only biopsying this because it doesn't even look like anything, but just because I'm erring on the side of caution. So yeah. I really thought when I was leaving that I was like good to go. Like yesterday I went and did all the thing, you know, like I've just been living as if this was going to be nothing. I really, in my heart of hearts, thought it was going to be nothing. It was going to be benign. And then yesterday at like 4 o'clock, I saw I had a missed call and I'm like, oh no. And I saw it was my doctor's number and I like called back. I'm like, oh no. They normally text if it's good news and they call if it's bad news. And they called and said, this one is melanoma in situ, which it's good news when it's in situ because it means that it's on we caught it early, but it does mean that I have to have another wide incision surgery. And the other part that makes me worried is that it means that all the spots that they thought were benign and never looked at may be something else because this one they thought was benign. So I go in next Wednesday for surgery and then they're going to do more biopsies of all the little spots on my shoulder to see just to make sure that those ones are okay. And I mean, I'm so grateful that they're catching things early, but you know, I think Cynthia, and all of us know, regardless, like the reason I share this is one, get your skin checked, no matter what. We're not doctors. People ask me, what do the spots look like? We don't know. But I think no matter what it is that we're going through, like even I posted about it today and Drew made a comment. She just said, you know, thank you for being honest about feeling like sometimes life just feels like it keeps throwing you hits, like hit after hit after hit after hit. But you still have to persevere and you can still fight and we're still worth it. And I think that gets lost sometimes on this pod because, you know, we can be shady. And listen, in 3 minutes from now, I will be. But there is, you have to turn yourself on. We're here to entertain you guys. We're not here. So yes, we want to help change. You know, if one person got checked after listening to this pod, I feel grateful. But like, you don't want to sit here and listen to our sob stories for the entire hour. So it's like, yes, we want to give you the information. But like, no, now we're going to have to switch gears and talk a little shit and get into it. But like, well, something that kind of hit me, and I know I'm talking a lot, Cynthia, and then I'll be, well, but like, something that really resonated with me today is, a lot of people commented, I think it might be some of the toxicity you have in your life in regards to talking about drama or being a part of the podcast and doing all these things. And like, I just also want people to hear the other side. Like, do you know how stressed I would be if I made zero money?
Exactly. Exactly.
Do you know how stressed I would be if I didn't have these relationships with people like Cynthia or Tamara or all the other women in my life that are fighters as well? And we work really hard to do this. So it doesn't matter whether we talk shit on a podcast. At the end of the day, like, we're supporting our families and we're doing what we got to do. And I love it. And I appreciate the time that I get to share with you guys, because at least for this, I may be talking shade for 90% of it, but for this little bit of time, it does make it feel like it's all worth it, because somebody is going to go to the doctor. Somebody is going to get checked. And these relationships, to me, with the listeners and with Cynthia, with Tamara, with all of our guests, like, it means something to me and I am grateful for it. So I just wanted to kind of start with that.
Okay. Can I just say something? I just want to say, Teddy, first of all, we love you. Okay. We appreciate you sharing this journey, because I've learned a lot about what you're going through just from you actually sharing this with the world. And we are praying for you and we are rooting for you. Okay. I just recently had a women's health and wellness retreat in LA. And what you're talking about is exactly why I started this retreat. You know, we are boss women who work, who need to work, who are surrounded by other boss women who sometimes don't pour enough into themselves and take the time to focus and take care of themselves. And, you know, it's so important to get checkups. It's so important to share information with other women and other people as things happen to us in our lives. You're human. You are human. You're so strong. You're one of the strongest women that I know. And for anyone to say anything negative to you in this space that you're trying to share this journey in is just vile. Like, honestly, that's the only word that I can think of. So please continue to be positive and know that you are surrounded by a lot of love and we are rooting for you and you are going to get on the other side of this.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And, you know, I am so grateful that that we do have this outlet. Like, yeah, there is a lot of shade and there is those things, but we get to watch television shows and recap it as a job. Like, that's pretty cool.
We're just commenting on what everybody else is choosing to put on TV.
Like, even when we say what we're exhausted for doing, I'm like, oh, I'm exhausted because I went to this festival for work and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, I'm exhausted because I went to New York Fashion Week. Yes, it's all work for us, but like, it's also huge opportunities. And I want anybody listening to this to know, fight, try to get to all the things that you can do. Some of them aren't going to always feel the best. Like, there are days that I finished work, I'm like, ugh, that didn't feel great. Or that felt amazing or whatever it may be. But like, in order to succeed, we have to fight.
Absolutely. stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight, because we're all worth it and you're not alone. It doesn't have to mean that you have a melanoma spot or you're going through a divorce or you have this or whatever it may be. As individuals, mm-hmm. like, we are going to have highs and lows, and that is just part of life.
Amen.
And it's how we handle it. And like, yeah, we're going to be emotional sometimes. We're going to be really fun sometimes. We're going to be hot messes sometimes. That's us.
Amen.
Which leads me.
Speaking of hot mess.
Hot mess. I'm a little upset because I saw on virtual reality that you don't see a housewife's return in your life at this point. Like, this is your quote. Like, I just don't have anything else left to give you guys. I disagree. I want you back. I don't appreciate that kind of negativity about you not having anything else to give.
Okay. You know, I always say never say never, but honestly, Teddy, I can say not right now. I'm actually really happy. I'm really happy in the space that I'm in. You know, I get to pop in and out when I want to. I still get to see you guys all the time. Like, I'm a lot of my friends, I have organic friendships with a lot of the housewives that are on and off the show. So I'm really good now. I'm having a good time just kind of, you know, focusing on myself right now and just having some privacy a little bit. You know, I have sneaking around on dates, not trying to get caught.
Oh, are you dating more in Atlanta or LA?
Well,
or New York?
I would say Atlanta right now. I mean, don't get confused. It's not a line around the door. Okay. A couple of guys. Okay. That's it. In Atlanta. LA, I did go on a date with someone a while back. Just wasn't any real chemistry. Super nice guy. You know, at this point, I'm looking for my person. I'm not going to settle. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, I'm not concerned with a serious relationship right now. I just want to date and I want to have fun. And if I meet my guy, I meet my guy. But I can say I'm having a hell of a lot of fun trying to find this person.
Trying to find the right one. Well, I have a question. If you go on a date and you don't really feel like there's a chemistry, but he reached in for a kiss at the end, what would you do?
It depends on how much I had to drink on the date. It was a non-alcoholic date. They're not going to kiss. If some tequila was involved, they may get a kiss, but maybe not any tongue action.
Maybe minimal tongue, just like a little lizard.
A little bit of tongue, a little bit of tongue.
I still remember my first kiss. It was at the movie theater, which is such a weird place to kiss in high school. Like, why did we all go to the movie theater to make out?
But it was dark in there and you didn't know the person that well yet, probably. Yeah. Where else were we going to go? Like, we didn't have a lot of choices back then.
But I remember he had just had Reese's peanut butter cups. And so my first kiss of life, like with a, you know, not a parent, not my first like make out tongue kiss. It tasted like peanut butter and it's still ingrained in my mind to the end of time, this peanut butter kiss. So I'm very particular about a first kiss with somebody. And if it has any kind of taste or smell that isn't just copacetic.
You were not the chocolate to his peanut butter. You guys didn't make a Reese's cup together.
No, we did not. I was like, you should have chosen a different kid. Sour Patch Kids, I maybe could have rolled with.
I know. I hear you. Look, I'm a kisser. I love it. There's nothing like a good kiss. And I actually believe that a bad kiss is almost a deal breaker for me. Like, you're not getting to the next step if that kiss is not right. You're like, it starts with the kiss. It doesn't really go much further if I'm like, you know.
For me, it's kiss and eye contact.
Yes, for sure.
Like, before the kiss, like, leading up to, like, more intimacy stuff. Yeah, like, if you can't look at me and, like, be with me in this moment, I'm not actually into it at all.
No, you can't just roll up on us and just put tongue down our throat. Okay. It has to be some connection first. I'm just saying. But anyway.
We're just saying, if you're not a good kisser, need not apply.
You're not getting any anything else. It doesn't what did they call it? Second base, third, first base.
I know, but I feel like here's the thing. It depends on the age generation. When I say the word hookup, what does that mean to you? Does that mean kiss or sex?
I kind of feel like it can mean both. Like, if I'm hooking up, I feel like a hookup could start off kind of casual, like nothing's really going to happen, but could still lead to something else. You know, the hookup can become more serious than you make it intended.
To me, a hookup is making out. But we just
making
had
out. What is making out? Just like kissing and doing everything except
sex. Yeah, that's hooking up. If I'm having sex.
Wait. You're going too fast. Does it include oral sex or just penetration sex?
Oh, to me, penetration. To me, oral, I don't even count as sex in general. That's side. I just would say that's a blowjob. I don't put the word sex to it. It doesn't add to my number in any way, shape, or form.
Hand jobs definitely don't count. Like, that should not even be on the list. I mean, that's basically just a glorified massage, in my opinion.
And I don't think I ever gave one to fruition.
Yeah, we have to talk about this show. Okay.
Okay, fine. No, we're not going to talk about the show yet because something else happened while you were gone. Listen, I'm getting heat for it, and this isn't me to like go out against your girl. I don't have this vendetta against Sutton.
I think I smell where this is going. Okay, go ahead.
But I have to ask you, as her friend.
Yes.
She constantly is putting out there that she is somebody that wants to support other women, and she, you know, like all of these things. But yet the first opportunity that she had to shade Erica's show, she did it tenfold. Do you like check her afterwards, or you just like let it slide?
Well, okay, let me just say this. I am Sutton's friend. I feel like Sutton definitely, you know, just is a fun personality. I think, you know, I don't know the ins and outs of her relationship with Erica. I don't know what all was filmed. I don't know, you know, what Erica said about her on the show. I don't know really honestly where they're at. We don't really talk about the show that much, to be honest. So I just kind of looked at it like, well, surely for her to say that something has happened between them. And, you know, what happens is, you know how it is when you're on a show, you throw it out there and then Erica will say something shady back about Sutton. It is what it is. I didn't think that, I don't know their relationship to be, I don't know them to be friends where that's off limits at this point. As far as supporting women, you know, I support women. I can't, you know, I'm just me. I can't say every friend of mine that I have is me. So I think Sutton was just joking around and just, you know, took an opportunity to throw a little light shade. And
I don't know. Would you say, okay, so let's play devil's advocate.
Okay. Oh boy, here we go.
Let's say that one of your Seagram's escapes
I'm already pissed off.
You're already pissed. It's in the wholesale bin at Home Goods for $1.
Right.
I feel the need to bring light to it and laugh about it at your expense.
Yeah, I mean that. I get it. I mean, of course, we have feelings.
I think if she wanted to shade kind of any other area, and listen. After she did that to Erica, I was pissed. And I said, listen, when she's talking, because I know those lower ticket seats are like once they're at capacity, they have extra room and they just want everybody to be able to come in. I said, there's always been standing room available at the store.
Right.
Because that's like my like gut, like,
right.
But my problem is if you are willing to dish it out, you have to be willing to take it.
Absolutely.
But I don't think she takes it. And that's my issue.
Well, I'm sure Sutton knows that after saying what she has said, that a response is coming, is on the way from Erica at some point. That's just how it works. You know, after being on Atlanta for 11 years, trust and believe, like I opened several businesses throughout while I was on the show. And 90% of them were shaded in some way by a cast member. From my first business, the Bailey Agency School of Fashion. I think Phaedra was the one at the reunion. She was, you know, making fun of it, like whatever. So I think when you're on a TV show, and we talk about this all the time, Teddy, you know, you just have to like, you know, expect some kind of shade or whatever. I don't know them to be super close at this time. So I'm just saying, hey, Sutton threw it out there. I'm sure there's going to be a response coming, and then Sutton can respond at that time.
Sutton needs to come on the pod because I had Erica on and asked about Sutton, and okay. She had a very diplomatic answer about Sutton and met her. Just she didn't really give us anything.
Right.
And that was a couple weeks prior. Mm-hmm. And then that happened. I was like, and Erica gave me a lot in that interview. So for her to hold
it was
back.
A good interview. I saw that interview. I thought Erica did a great job in that interview.
Yeah. So those are just always the moments. I'm like, all right, if one person's not dishing and the other person's dishing, what's going on here? Are you pandering to Twitter? Which is always my issue because listen, well, maybe it's because I just can't pander to Twitter. I'm so far gone from Twitter.
Oh, no, I don't. I'm afraid of Twitter.
They hate me so much. I guess it's not even Twitter anymore. What is it called?
I don't even want to go on there and check and see if they hate me. That's how afraid I am. I'm like, I just feel like, I just stick to Instagram and call it a day.
Well, let me tell you, they don't. You were also in a picture with Jen.
I did invite Sutton to come on the show.
How's her response?
Well, we shouldn't hold our breath at this time, but I did invite her to come. She didn't completely shut it down, but I don't think it's going to be anytime soon. But I'm still.
So we're not all going to be painting each other's nails and braiding our hair and giving each other hand massages anytime soon?
Maybe in 2024. 2023, probably not. But I did ask, as I was told to do. And I will continue to circle back and I'll keep you posted.
You know what? Every once in a while, I'll send a little text. Ready to come on?
Stay on her ass about this. We're going to stay on her ass.
You know what? Here's the thing about me. I am relentless. Like, yeah. People don't even respond to me. I'm like, I'll just delete that text, pretend to never have it, keep going. Hey, just checking in. Come on the pod and hash it out.
Gentle nudge, me again.
It's your bestie. Bestie for the restie. I also saw that you were in a photo with Jen, Aiden, Teresa, Dorinda, Luann, Ashley Darby, and Dolores at your betting line event, which... Yep. Amazing. And where do people find the betting? What do they do?
Well, for now, they can go to my IG. It's okay. The link is in my bio and they can, you know, access the website from there. I don't know how to set it up on Shopify yet. Actually, when I get off with you, that is one of the things that I need to do today. I have to have somebody walk me through it. And my system was supposed to come in today, but she's still on her birthday vacation. She's coming back tomorrow. So I'm still getting it together, but we did put it out there. The launch was incredible. I was so excited, you know, for the ladies to come and support me. And they did. We had a great time. Carson was there. Carson came.
Oh, how's Carson?
Great. He's great. I didn't get a chance to really talk to him. I was saying, you know, we have to like go to dinner, but I was like, yeah, you know, I was like, I feel like I see you all the time because of the pod. But yeah, it was good to see everybody. And I'm really excited about doing this venture with Sutton. I love the idea of, like, you know, having these sustainable products that we're bringing to the forefront, where, you know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, when you have these, like, say, like right now I'm starting with bedding. I want to get into like have robes and just like anything that's out there that people are not selling or returning, and relabeling the stuff and reselling it again, because otherwise it ends up in landfills and all this stuff and just environment. It's a problem. So
such a smart idea.
Yes. Oh my God, it's amazing. And if I'm going to be in this space, I think this is a way to do it, where, you know, you can do the little bit you can do to just help save the earth. So.
Well, and I also think about that saying, which I think about often, is like, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
It is the truth. It is the truth.
How many times do we have something and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to wear this again, blah, blah, blah. And then you give it to one of your friends and they're like, that is the most beautiful dress I've ever seen. I want it, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But anyway, so they're moving us right along, right into wanting to know about Kim Zolciak.
Okay.
She is set to join the 8th season of MTV's The Surreal Life.
Right. I read that. Yep.
Other cast includes Macy Gray, Chet Hanks, and Johnny Weir. The Surreal Life is a real world type show that puts celebrities together in a house and given group activities to accomplish things together. Okay. Knowing that Kim never even really went on cast trips, how do you think she's going to do locked up in a house with these other women, other people? It's not even women.
Well, first of all, hopefully there won't be a cast trip. So they'll just take that out of the equation. They'll just get to hang out in the house. I don't know how it works, but I will say, you know, Kim needs to get back to work. Like, you know, all her, you know, businesses have been out there. You know, she's obviously going through a divorce. She's obviously going through some financial issues and stuff like that. I've been down that road, divorce and financial issues, some at the same time. So I completely relate to what's happening.
Jinx.
So I'm glad, you know, so I'm really glad to see her just getting back on TV and just putting herself back out there. It's not fun to watch people go through that stuff. At the end of the day, regardless of, you know, what's happening with her, she's great TV. She's great TV. And I think she's perfect for a show like this.
Oh, perfect. All right. Well, then I'm going to need to tune in. Yeah. Let's take a little break and then we're going to come back and talk all things Orange County.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Real Housewives of Orange County. Best moments from you guys. The first one is Jen asks if she can hear what's in the vault in regards to Shannon. She said, Shannon says that when she and John first got together, they spent every day together, but now there's always an excuse. John continuously walks out on arguments. Okay. Do you feel like Shannon's being fully transparent now, or is there more in the vault?
No, I do not feel like Shannon is being fully transparent. I think she's breadcrumbing us the whole way here. Get a little bit more information every episode about what's going on in that relationship.
I mean, she barely even gave us any spare change from the bottom of her purse. Like, I was like, John leaves after they argue? No shit.
Okay, let's talk about the vault. I think there needs to be an episode where the girls go in and just clean out this damn vault already. I want to know what's in there, and I want it out on the show. I am so sick of hearing about, how do you have a whole reality show and everything gets to stay in the vault? Like, How does that happen? That
it's also, I want to have a vault. Exactly. Nobody's respected my vault ever.
Like, I think the vault should not be a thing. I think if you, your butt is on a reality show, it can't, the vault has to go away. And John, just really quickly about John. So Noelle is like studying to be, Noelle, my daughter, is studying to be a therapist, right? So she's always telling me about all these different things and what they mean, right? So I was just thinking about John, and not that I'm a therapist, but you know, Noelle was in training to be one, but she was saying how she was dating this guy that had an avoidant attachment style, which means they're just not comfortable like talking about their feelings and whatever, whatever. So I was like, maybe, just maybe this is what's happening with John. Maybe he just doesn't want to show his emotions and feelings. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out, which is why, Shannon, you got to give us a little bit more to work with. I cannot have my child try to diagnose, help me diagnose what's happening.
So whenever, this is going to sound very healthy, but whenever I'm really stressed, yeah, I like to watch murder shows. So, oh my gosh, you have to watch. It's on Paramount Plus. Yes, I splurged an additional $5.99 a month for another streaming network. Just hand over my money, making it rain over to Paramount Plus to watch the Fatal Attraction television show remake.
Oh my God, I am so on it like a pig. As soon as I get done with this,
it's so good. So yeah, it's gonna make me overuse words like, you know, like our favorite word, gaslight, or like narcissism, or any of these types of things. But as I was watching it, you can see there are, from Fatal Attraction, the scripted television series told me, is that when you have a narcissistic parent, you crave that like love and attention from the person that you end up with.
Yes. Yes.
So now I want to like go back and research Shannon's family. Like, I need to know every crumb of her parents. Like this, I'm like, what? Because there is, you watch people's picker, and if they keep picking the same, then you're like, is it your upbringing, or is it just your choice, or either way, I agree with your daughter. There's a lot to really break down here, which I think we'll get more into it once we get into like the bathing suit aspect of what Shannon was going through on this trip they go on. But then this part, Shannon asked Tamara if it is okay to use her daughter's purse. Tamara says, as long as it's not like Jen's fake Chanel purse. Tamara says that Jen was a yoga mom and now all of a sudden she is covered in fake designer clothes. Do you care either way? Like, have you ever bought a knockoff product? Do you judge people that do? I mean, I truly can't tell if something's from Amazon or Target, let alone fake Chanel. So I don't know.
The only way I will have a Birkin bag is if it's a fake one, because I'm never going to pay the money that it costs to get a real one. So.
But would you actually carry the fake one?
100%. Absolutely.
I can give you one of those. I know right where to get them.
Yeah. Hook me up. Well, you know, when I lived in New York, you know, we on Canal Street. They had all the fake stuff. And look, you got to start somewhere. If you can't afford the real stuff, you start with the fake stuff until you can afford the real stuff. And then if it's a good fake, you can kind of mix it all up. You know, don't just, I would give my like fake stuff to like my mom, whatever, after I was able to afford the good stuff. But don't sleep on a good fake. Do not.
Good question. Would you admit? So, for example, like the other day I went out to like this tea party event. I wore a fairly expensive dress, a nice bag, and my shoes were Amazon Bottega Veneta dupes. I linked my shoes because they were $25, but I made it clear, I'm not trying to pretend these are the real deal.
Right.
Do you think that when somebody wears fake, they need to do that? Or is this just my own? Like, I'm the same way about like having my necklace. Like, I'm like, I have to give people all the information because I don't want to feel like I'm a fraud.
I think if you're on a TV show where you have shady bitches that are going to actually analyze, I think you might want to come in with that. I think if you're gonna, wait, let me say it again. If you're on a TV show where you have shady bitches analyzing everything that you're wearing, I think you might want to come in with that disclaimer already. Like, look, I know the sweatshirt is fat. I mean, you need to come in up, just come in out the gate and own it. I know my sweatshirt is fake, but hey, I'm loving it. It's mine.
It's cute.
I can afford the real. But here's the thing, you know, you can, some people can afford the real stuff. There's a lot of people out here wearing fake stuff who are rich people, and we would never question them because they can actually afford it.
Yeah, but like I buy fake cheap, I don't know if they're fake dupes. It's different. The dupes do not, there's a difference between dupes and fake. Like my, I don't wear anything with logos. Like this is not fake because it has an actual logo. But if something has the same aesthetic, and I can find it on Amazon for cheaper, and it's a sandal that I'm going to get wet and ruin, for damn sure, I'm happy to wear it.
I agree.
It has a logo, that's kind of where I'm like, I don't need to necessarily wear the logo.
That's true. If it has the logo, I think you have to stand on it a little stronger. Because you know those Hermes sandals that everybody wears, the little flat ones with like the little H?
With sandals? The H? Yeah, that always falls off.
I have the Steve Madden version of that. And I can't tell the damn difference. Mm. I cannot tell the difference. No one's ever questioned them. No one's ever asked me about those. So I will just keep wearing those until somebody calls me out on those. But they don't have the logo on them, but they look exactly.
That's what I think. That's, I think, the general rule. But if you're wearing head-to-toe logos, that's where it gets a little iffy for me.
Yeah.
Yes. Head-to-toe logos, if the logos are fake and they don't match up, like I notice it now because after like the Balenciaga scandal, then I started noticing when people were wearing fake. I didn't actually notice. Bloggers would post it and then I would see it and I'd be like, oh, who would know? But it is, I feel like it's foreshadowing to something else.
Yeah.
Just like that there's not full transparency.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But who on Atlanta wore fake and who wore real?
I don't know. I know that
you just dodged another question, Cynthia.
No, because I mean, again, I don't know the difference. I just know that I don't think everybody came on the show being able to afford. I just know that everyone that was on the show probably didn't come on being able to afford everything they were rocking. So I'm just owning my shit. I know that I am the knockoff queen. Thank God. I think I can pull most things off. I kind of stay in a safe fashion lane. Just keep it to the basics. I wear a lot of black. It's hard to clock black.
That's true. Hello.
Stay away from big logos. There you go. Okay. Black. All right. But then, and you know, the editing is always so shady because they show Jen and with like some cape on. Was it Balenciaga?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, my God.
But with like a turtleneck that's also matching underneath and like 42 other things. Like, also, I don't know, but I just feel like there's something. I don't know. I feel like you have to take the piss out of yourself at some point. I don't know if that's like a British saying or whatever, but like you have to be like, how cute is this? Knock off. Like you have, if you're going to go for it, you have to go for it, but
own it.
But I do need to know before they go on this trip, it didn't go unnoticed to me that Tamara picked the best body type for her fake swimsuit. Like she was ripped in her swimsuit. Like the ones with all the hair and the tits and the body. I was like, Tam, you picked yourself a good one.
Listen, Tam's not a slow bird, okay? She definitely, this is not her first rodeo. I think when those swimsuits were presented, I'm sure her eye went right to the best one, okay? Tamara is not a fool, okay? She's not. She's quick.
Like, well, she just posted a picture. When you first start to like scroll on Instagram, I was like, damn, Tam's ripped. I'm like, oh, that's fucking
big. Exactly. I'm not surprised that Tamara didn't go for the one with the hairy chest.
But I wanted to like tap the link to shop on that one because I was like, she got a six pack. Okay, so they're on the trip. Vicky knocks on the door and surprises Tamara and Shannon. Shannon says having the Tres Amigas back together is everything. Then Gina calls them the Tres Abuelas, which is grandmas. I have to say, if I opened the door and Vicky screamed like that, I would have peed myself too.
I know. Didn't someone pee themselves too?
Yeah, Tamara.
A little pee come out, right?
Like that was, I was like, shit, I'm not even there. And I felt like my pits got sweaty.
Hilarious. I think Vicky was a nice, if anything, you know, first of all, Vicky is a good time. And she's always like, you know, she always seems like a fun one to throw in on a girl's trip. And a nice distraction for, I would say, I don't know how happy I was, but I know Heather was probably very happy that Vicky showed up.
She's like,
it was a fun distraction away from her because, you know, they've just been on her.
I didn't even think about that. I'm sure Heather was like, thank you. Oh. Thank you, Victoria. Give me a break. Come Heather in and stir some shit and try to get your freaking orange back.
No, Heather probably flew her in on her private plane without selling her house.
Are you kidding? She just hung from like the propeller, like on the side.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was like, oh, I love Vicky, but I'm sure Heather is loving her even more than I am at this point, just for showing up and distracting, you know, taking the heat off of her a little bit because they are just on Miss Heather.
Well, speaking of Heather.
Yes.
Earlier in the day, Heather said that Emily looked like a snuffleupagus in a good way.
Well,
okay, just to be clear, because I got platypus and snuffleupagus confused, so I had to do some
Googling. How do you say
snuffleupagus?
Snuffleupagus.
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 Yes.
Snuffleupagus. Okay.
Snuffleupagus, it's a hairy elephant. Yes. Where a platypus is like those long, like my nails, like after I bite them, they look like platypuses sometimes because they like.
Got it.
So I had to Google. I also had to ask my 10-year-old.
I Googled it too, just so I could just know exactly what it looked like. Because they said it was like a big, hairy thing.
Elephant.
Elephant, yeah.
It's from Sesame Street.
Yes. It's a Muppet.
I probably don't necessarily want to be compared to any of the Muppets. Like one of my best friends, like her husband, whenever he's in a bad mood, we call him Kermit. Yes. And like he always gets pissed.
I don't
know, but he's always like, I don't want to be Kermit. I'm like, well then don't be so grouchy.
Well, what I did notice in my Google research is that the snuffleupagus is, I'm still saying it wrong, but the snuff Muppet is by far the most unattractive one in the bunch for sure. Like,
well, he's a big hairy elephant.
Yeah, so there's no way, even as a joke at this point, that you could, that it'd be a compliment.
I mean, how would you react to be called a snuffleupagus?
Not well at all.
But even when you see Emily try to like have that conversation later, Heather's like,
you look at this thing and like you can't say, well, it has a long thing, but it has cute eyes. Oh, well, it has this, but it has nice hair. There's nothing about this character that is attractive.
Like if you want to compare me to like a golden retriever, great. Like they're so sweet and loving and kind. Granted, most people wouldn't. They'd be like, she's like a chihuahua.
I'm a part of the bird family. I know I look like an ostrich. You know what I mean? I know that. I own that. But don't try to give me another animal that I'm not.
Don't call me Big Bird.
Exactly. You know what? But it's still in the bird family. Don't just try to go over to the seals and the warrants and stuff like that. Because that's not my, I know my family. So.
Well, you're lucky to be tall. I'm more squished into the smaller, shorter, more annoying insect. Family group. But I feel like Emily like gave it, she let her have it, like cat, like she just let her like, okay,
yeah,
you're not going to take any accountability for this, so we're just going to keep it moving. Mm-hmm. But then we get to, what was that, lunch or dinner where they do the like truth or dare? It was dinner. Oh yeah, it was dinner. So they do truth or dare, and Vicky tells Jen that they, so Jen draws Vicky or whatever happens, and she says, truth or dare, and Vicky chooses truth. And then Jen goes, oh shoot, well then somebody else should ask you because I don't know you that well,
right?
Which I thought was a normal way to handle it. Yeah. But then Vicky chose this moment to go over to freaking Trader Joe's and grab her orange, rip it out of the thing, put it on the scale, and pay for it. She's exactly. Like, listen, evolution, I can still stir it. I'm still going to stir it, whether I know it or not. And she says, with her 59-cent orange that she's put in her pocket that she's just purchased, you know, I've gone through a situation where I love a man who may not be the right man or love me back or be the right person. And so have you. How is this truth or dare? I don't want to play this game.
Like, listen, let me tell you something. I think Vicky actually meant well, and it was a moment. You know, you have to grab your
moment. Please, she did not mean well.
No. I do think she, because it's true, she has, you know, she could relate to the situation.
True, that's true.
The problem is she doesn't know Ryan or the situation.
So clear.
How are you speaking on something that you have no knowledge of, secondhand knowledge at best, which we all figured out is not easy to figure out, came from Tamara, to have this moment with this woman. It's like me picking up my phone and calling Jen and saying, hey, you know, because I've been through some shit too. Hey, you know, you don't really know me, but I do a podcast with Teddy Mellencamp. I talk about you all the time. I just felt like I needed to pick up the phone and call you and tell you that, you know, I've also been in similar situations. And I'm here to just break your whole little situation down. Like, that is crazy. Like, I actually had more right to call this woman who I've never met, Jen, and talk to her. I actually had more right to call Jen than Vicky did to bring it up at the truth or dare.
Because at least we're publicly talking about it. We're not hiding our shit.
At least I feel like I know Ryan. I've never met him, but I feel like I talk about his jackets. Like, I feel like I know him. Vicky wouldn't be able to pick this guy out of a lineup. I'm more invested. So how the hell is Vicky going to go and bring this up again? Well, how the hell is Vicky going to come, show up to the trip that she, you know, whoever invited her to?
Tamara, it's Tamara's trip. Of course it
okay,
is.
Tamara invited her. Okay. And take this moment, this fun moment. How do we go from licking nipples, fake nipples to now we're back to Jen and Ryan. Thank you.
It really escalates from here in a shocking turn of events.
Yeah, it does.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charged the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Oh, gosh. I haven't snorted ever on the pod. That's when I like really... I can't.
No, you're crying. You're literally crying.
Like, I've cried twice on the pod. Now people are going to come for me. Cry baby, all the things. But then it's like you start to see like everyone's rage is forming. Like it's... Victoria has brought the rage. But then also the best is like they pan to the confessional where Vicky's like, yeah, obviously it starts with a T and ends with an Amra told me or whatever the hell she said.
Amra.
And then Tamra's like, yeah. So.
Yes. Is this the orange in my hand?
Anyways.
Anybody want some vitamin D?
Delicious. Okay, then we get to this is where things okay. Also, we do need to take note that they tried to burn down the hotel, Taylor had to put the candle in the champagne ice and then take all the candle wax. Like all this is happening post shit's going down. I'm like, what the hell am I watching here? But somehow Taylor's keeping it together. But then the next day, apparently because Taylor was on her, like, she wasn't a post-Craig's night. She's able to retain information on this current time. She shares that Shannon got very emotional the night before because she is insecure of her body. Shannon thinks that she will be left out of the group if she can't wear a swimsuit. Mm-hmm. Shannon thinks she will be more objectified for putting on weight because she used to be very thin. Emily thinks that John is very critical of her. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think that Shannon has the same insecurities that most people have, or do you think that John amplifies those insecurities the way he's like rumored to speak off camera?
I think us as women, we all have insecurities. Most of us have insecurities when it comes to our body. You know, a lot of us go up and down on our weight. And obviously everyone feels a little more secure when they are at a weight that they want to be at. So that's like nothing, you know, that's all of us, you know, Shannon's exclusive in feeling that. But in terms of how John makes her feel, I don't really know what he said off camera. I don't know if he said something that's in the vault or whatever. But I just know, just watching Shannon.
Sorry, delayed laugh there for me. I don't know why it took me a second.
Because I was like, I don't know what he said. I'm like, maybe it's in the vault. I don't know. But from what I can tell, just from how Shannon is, I definitely, for me, it's always Shannon just, any mention of his name, just feeling this anxiety and this just uncomfortable. This relationship just makes me, I just haven't gotten comfortable with them yet because they haven't allowed me to be comfortable with this.
Yeah.
It's like anytime his name comes up, it just ends up like, where's the exit? And I don't know. I mean, has he said something about her weight?
I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. And I'm somebody who has gone up in weight and down in weight my entire life and struggled with kind of figuring out where I'm the most comfortable. And like, I would be bold-faced lying to you if I said that I didn't care what people said about my weight, whether it's I'm too skinny or I'm too big or I'm too this, or I'm too that, all of it weighs into it. And I don't know if it's like about like the time in which where I kind of grew up, where people were more comfortable to say things.
Yeah.
So I grew up in a, you know, I grew up in a sport where you needed to be a certain aesthetic, riding horses, and you're wearing these skin tight tan breeches. And anytime I would gain a couple ounces, people would comment. So like, I understand all of those insecurities. And something I learned when I went on Beverly Hills that I would always say to the women was like, we would go to a water feature and nobody would get in or nobody would do anything. And I'm like, this was off camera stuff, but I would say like, guys, none of us feel good 100% right now in our bodies. None of us, but we're all humans and we have to get in the water. It makes absolutely no sense for 7 of us or 10 of us to sit here covered up on these chairs fighting. Like, we have to live a little.
Right. Right.
So I think that is, there is a message that all of us, no matter how amazing that other people may think that we look or how, you know, the terrible things we may hear people say about us, like, we all have those things. But Emily did say in her confessional that John called Shannon fat.
Oh, I don't like that.
And I don't like that either. And if Edwin called me that, especially with all my past struggles, I would really have a hard time probably being in a bathing suit around him too.
Yeah, even if I was fat and any of my exes called me fat, it would be an issue for me. You know what I'm saying? Like that's just not nice. That's not nice. Like, we know, like, I gained a lot of weight over the pandemic, like most of, like everyone else. And I finally am at a weight, I'd like to, you know, have a little wiggle room and lose maybe 5 or 10 more pounds, but I'm finally at a weight where I still have my curves, but I'm at a comfortable weight where I feel good in my clothes. I feel good, you know, the way I look in real life and on TV as well, because, you know, a lot of this is, you know, for us, you know, in our regular lives is one thing, but on TV, you know, on TV,
we're just like dartboards.
Is that a double chin I see? And it's like, I still don't like to turn profile. You know, I see it. I know it's going to be.
That's why I got mine cut off.
Well, I need your doctor because I'm like, I've lost weight, but I'm like, it's still trying to hang in there a little bit.
It's the muscle. I know.
We got to talk about that. But, you know, I understand, you know, I understand that insecurity, and us being on TV kind of makes it worse because we, you know, in real life, people don't get to get picked on if they are up or down. Yeah. And we do. We all go up and down
all go up and down. And here's the thing, Shannon, if you're with your person, they're going to love you through it and try to bring you to be your best self.
Exactly.
And not weight wise, but like to feeling your best and making you feel sexy and making you feel beautiful. And you are those things. But if you don't believe it, it doesn't matter what anybody else says.
That's true. It definitely starts.
Like, and I think we all have our own insecurities. Weirdly, I'm more comfortable like in a bathing suit than I am in like certain, like a pair of jeans. You've never seen a more uncomfortable human. Like, I have sensory issues. So like
jeans. Oh my God.
No, I cannot. Like, it really, I feel like I look like SpongeBob SquarePants. I have so many issues in jeans. Like, you very rarely do you see me in jeans. It's like, it's a weird thing. And my pose like this, my teapot pose is because from so many years of having like a super heavy arm that I learned if I posed like this, that it looked thinner. And now I can't stop. I've been doing it since I was 12 years old. It's just, they're ingrained. These are certain things, you know, but,
you know, I think over the past couple of years, my back has gotten wider. I feel like I'm a little broader than I used to be. Like, I'm like, when did I become so broad? And I feel like my neck has actually gotten suspiciously shorter as well.
They call it tech neck.
Tech neck. Oh, and I am low key starting to get that little neck hump.
I know. Me too.
I ordered a pillow off Instagram.
It doesn't work. No, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Your $17.99 just went to shit. But then we get into, to kind of close out this episode, is Alex, the girl who previously dated Ryan, told Jen that Tamara reached out to her and told her to send her everything. Tamara says Alex and Ryan have been hooking up for a year during Jen and Ryan's relationship. Jen says it was once and they were on a break. And then Ryan sent Alex a text message while he and Jen were together saying, I want to see you naked in bed. And then Jen says she knows, she's seen it. She says she forgave Ryan because she loves him. Tamara tells Jen she left for a player and she wasn't the only girl Ryan slept with at this point. Okay. That's a lot to unpack in one situation. What we've learned is ain't no one being honest in this situation. I mean, yes, Tamara is calling out the facts. I don't know if it's necessary at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, we already all have enough doubt in Ryan. Mm-hmm. But this is the first time we catch Jen in an actual lie.
Because
she had always said that we were on a break.
Yes.
We were on a break. But then at this point, we hear that Ryan sent Alex a text message while he and Jen were together
and Jen
saying, I want to see you naked in bed. And she says, I know, I've seen it, which means if you're together in bed, I mean, if you're together and someone sends another message, I want to see you naked in bed.
Yes.
Whether you're split up or not, you're not 100.
Yeah.
If, I don't believe in breaks, but if you're on a break, you ain't laying together.
Right.
Or you're not at a concert together. At least for me.
Exactly. Yep. I agree. This is where I'm at with this whole thing with Jen and Ryan. I'm done. Okay. All I want in life is for Jen and Ryan to get married. And I just want to watch this thing play out because at this point, she has seen text. She has been forewarned. She has been forewarned about him. Everybody on the planet seems to think he's a player or whatever. And she wants to be with him. She's in love with him.
Heard rumors, which allegedly she stepped out on her marriage too. Maybe they both just want to freaking go for it. Maybe they're both two hornballs that just want to have fun and they don't give two fucks. More power to them. Get it in all you want.
Listen,
wear a condom.
This relationship no longer has to make sense for me. I have unpacked it. I've packed it back up. I've unpacked it again. I am exhausted. All right. I'm here for Jen and Ryan. I'm here for Jen and Ryan. I actually
at this point
wedding. I want them to go through with this. And if it ends up in divorce, it just ends up in divorce. At this point, I'm actually
we've all gotten them. You've had two. I've had one. Tamara's had two. I think I don't know. Go through it. Everybody's had divorces.
Let Jen ride this train all the way to the last stop. Just let them live and ride it out.
What this kind of feels like? You know, when you stay at like a Holiday Inn or like a Best Western and you've been there over the amount of nights of the underwear that you've packed?
Yeah.
So then on the last night, you got to get the underwear out and wash them in the sink.
Wash them in the sink. Hang it over the blow dryer. Yeah.
That's what this shit feels like. I'm like, I'm done.
I can't like talk to me after the reunion.
I feel like at this point we need to see Ryan. Ryan, this is our formal invitation to invite you on the pod. And if you, and also not only did you not send us a jacket after our last thing, which
we were very clear about that request. Okay.
Yeah. We didn't like play it cool.
Throw it out there.
We weren't like being players. We were straight out. We want a jacket. And now we want you on the pod because I need to see if you're actually funny.
Yes.
If I like you.
Yes, I think he is. Come on, Ryan. Come and hang out with us on the pod.
All right, Ryan. Come on. We'll grill the shit out of you and see how you handle it.
We'll put this whole thing to rest. You come on the pod. We will have nothing else to say about you after we unpack everything properly.
Until next season. Or the reunion. Oh my gosh, you guys, thank you for joining us for another episode of Two Teas in a Pod. We really appreciate you guys. Cynthia, I mean, I love you so much. I have so much fun with you. And you gave me my official first snort of the pod, and I am forever grateful.
Yay, my Teddy snort. Well, I'm glad because I know you're going through a lot, Teddy. And I'm so glad that I can make you laugh until tears came down your face today.
I had to be honest. When we got on and your voice was hoarse, I was like, oh, no, she better bring it right now because I am in no mental capacity to freaking take this on my own.
You're like, I'm not doing any heavy lifting today.
I'm going to throw out a couple softballs and that's what I got to give today. And then you came in and you're like, hold on, I'm Babe Ruth.
I got your back, baby. I got your back. When I already knew you needed me to step up today and I was happy to step up to the plate. Boys, I love you, Teddy Miller.
Love you. Thank you so much.
I'm praying for you. You are good. Please keep me posted, okay?
I will. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.